been a whirlwind ever since. Thank God for Kelly Clarkson, who stepped in and was like such an advocate and a champion for me on the show. Mm-hmm. And when I got off the show, she was like, you know, I'm going to help you find the right team. You're going to find the right record deal. Like, you wow. tell them whatever you need to tell them, I'll be on the record. I'll sing with you a song. So,
really?
Which I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Well, I'm pretty sure she better hold up to that end of the bargain if she hasn't already there.
She's been so gracious. I'm always sending her songs. And the other big thing that she promised was to bring me on her talk show to perform. And we did this earlier in the year. We did our first single. We didn't send it to radio. It's a song called Believe You Will. And I got to go on the Kelly Clarkson show
really?
And perform it and tell the world about Jesus. Yeah, you can
so
find
cool.
it online.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, uh-huh. it's just the most incredible stuff. Like, God's just been so good to me. And coming off the show, I just knew that the Lord was going to do it. Like, I felt like every room I walked into, there was already victory on the other side. It was mm-hmm. like God had already walked in the room and the decisions were already made for me. And it's nothing that I could do in my own strength. I completely recognized that it was just his plan right. and that he was opening doors, that there was no man that could shut it.
Right.
And so here I am now, came off the show and you know, even going back to the words, something huge that I wanted to do was to worship the Lord on the show. I wanted to sing a worship song, a CCM song. And I remember going to production and bringing them a list of like 50 songs. Mm-hmm. It was like Torn Wells and Lauren Daigle and right. Corey Asbury, all these artists. And I'm like, I don't even care which song it is. Just please, just give me one.
Right.
And America voted week after week and we kept making it and they still didn't give me a song. And I'm like, guys, what's going on? And I remember speaking with the team and they're like, you know, you need to talk to Kelly Clarkson. You need to tell her as your coach that this is who you are and she can make that happen. I remember going to Kelly and I was like, this is what I want, Kel. And she was like, absolutely. I remember her going to NBC and being like, he's absolutely going to be a Christian artist when he gets off the show. You need to let that part of the music industry know that he's here.
Right.
And you need to let him do what's on his heart. This is the truest version of him. And I remember I got a call that next week that was like, hey, congratulations for making it through. Your song is Reckless Love.
Come on.
I remember being like, God, I'm about to lead 10 million people in worship at the same time. I don't know when I'll ever get a chance like this at this level again, but I'm going to tell the world who you are. I'm not going to be ashamed of it because I love you with everything that I am. This is the best part of me is you, Jesus, and I'm going to tell everybody I know. And I remember having people in my life telling me, you're going to lose America. You're going to lose a portion of them. Don't lose these votes. Don't do this song. Mm. And I remember I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I need you to just tell everybody to stop calling me this week because I've made a decision. I have made a promise to the Lord. And even if it ends this week, this is what I came on this show to do.
Amen.
And God is faithful. I got to sing the song. I got to lead 10 million people in worship. The hundreds and hundreds of messages of people, not just believers, but hundreds of people that don't know Jesus mm-hmm. that reached out that were just fans of mine from the show that said, wow, I knew there was something special in your life. I couldn't figure it out. I don't know who Jesus is, but thank you for introducing me to this worship song tonight. Thank you for introducing me to God tonight. One of the greatest things in my life, like nothing to be more, not even proud of, but to be more excited for, like if that is the greatest thing that happens in my life, that is worth it.
I love it. I got the chill bumps, Jeremy. I got the chill bumps. I do.
It's incredible. It's just incredible. And one last thing. And God is faithful because America voted again. I didn't get eliminated.
Yay!
So thank God. We made it through again.
But the cool thing is, even though God brought back your dream of music, taking you under the Voice, you still submitted to God during it. It wasn't all about you, Jeremy. And what a lesson that God keeps blessing and blessing. And you know, you trusted God for the bigger picture. And that's amazing. So thank you for sharing this. This is such a faith builder right here. It really is.